The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Texts Number 4 and 5, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 29th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shri Rishi Uvacha, Sadhu, Prishtam, Maharaja, Hare, Charitam, Adbhutam, Yat, Bhagavata, Mahatmyam, Bhagavad Bhakti, Vardhanam, Shri Rishiruvacha, Sadhu Prishtang Maharaja, Harishcharitam Adbhutam, Yad Bhagavata Mahatmyam, Bhagavad Bhakti Vardhanam, Shri Rishiruvacha, Sadhu Prishtang Maharaja, Harishcharitam Adbhutam, Yad Bhagavata Mahatmyam, Bhagavad Bhakti Vardhanam. Shri Rishi Uvacha. The sage Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Sadhu, excellent, Vrishtam, inquiry, Maharaja, O great king, Hare, of the Supreme Lord Hari, Charitam, activities, Adbhutam, wonderful, yet, from which, Bhagavata, of the Lord's devotee, Prahlad, Pahatmyam, the glories, Bhagavad Bhakti, devotion to the Lord, Vardhanam, increasing. So now I'll read the second verse. Giyate paramang punyam rishabhir naradadibi nadva krishnaya muniye katayeshye hare katam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Shukadev Goswami said, my dear Lord, you have put before me an excellent question. Discourses concerning the activities of the Lord, in which the glories of his devotees are also found, are extremely pleasing to devotees. Such wonderful topics always counteract the miseries of the materialistic way of life. Therefore, great sages like Narada always speak upon Srimad Bhagavatam, because it gives one the facility to hear and chant about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva and then begin describing topics concerning the activities of Lord Hari. Purport. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami offers his respectful obeisances, Krishnaya Muniye, which means to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas. One must first offer one's respectful obeisances to one's spiritual master. Shukadeva Goswami's spiritual master is his father, Vyasadeva, and therefore he first offers his respectful obeisances to Krishna Dvapayana Vyas, and then begins describing topics of Lord Hari. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about Him. That is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha.
Well, this is good news. We're doing the right thing. Prabhupada explains the only occupation for a Krishna conscious person is to chant and hear about Krishna. That's what we're doing right now. So, that means right now we are properly situated. And if we can always stay absorbed in this hearing and chanting about Krishna, then we will make very rapid progress on the pathway back to Godhead. There's many interesting points in this verse and purport. The discussing the glories of the Lord is specifically mentioned here. But it's also stated that when you talk about the Lord, then automatically the glories of the devotees are found in that discussion as well. In other words, you can't separate the Lord from His devotees. Krishna's glorious activities are not Krishna alone. They are Krishna in relationship with His devotees. Krishna is not a soloist. Yeah. Soloist means someone who does everything, plays alone. His activities are all done in the company of His devotees. So naturally, if we're discussing the glorious activities of the Lord, the devotees must be there also. And any devotees who are qualified to participate in the personal pastimes of the Lord, they are equally glorifiable as the Lord. So whether we think about Krishna or Mother Jasoda, or Krishna or Radharani, that meditation whether is all pure transcendental meditation. Just like when we chant Hare Krishna, we first worship Radharani, Hare. So that Hare is fully transcendental also. That's one nice point. Another nice point is Narada Muni is always doing this. He's fully immersed in Krishna Katha. Specifically, the Srimad Bhagavatam. He's always talking the Srimad Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is very, very important. Such an important literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prachatakaitarma paramo nirmatsanan satam vejam vastam mastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kringvai Prarayarishvaraha Sadyohirjavarujate Krishati Vishushu Shubhish Tachana. This is described in the second verse of the Bhagavatam. Completely rejecting all religion that's materially motivated. This Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is reality distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam can harbor the great saints Vyasadeva in his maturity. Is sufficient in itself for God realization. What need is there for any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of the Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fully manifested in his heart. So just see the power of the Bhagavatam. We can understand why Narada Muni is always talking Bhagavatam. And why Prabhupada brought us the Bhagavatam on the boat, on the Jaladutta. There's so many Vedic literature. Why he brought Bhagavatam? Such an important literature, Bhagavatam. Just by this one book, Bhagavatam, one can become completely perfect. Because it fully absorbs you in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. We are all attracted to hearing about some activities. We all want to worship some hero or some movie star. Some great historical personality. It is a natural psychology. We all want to do. That's why there's so many movie star magazines, rock star magazines, athlete star magazines, you see. People want to worship a hero. But the trouble is, if we worship a person of this material world, by that meditation, we remain entrapped within this material existence. But by being absorbed in admiring and worshipping and meditating upon the Supreme Lord and His pure devotees, by that meditation, one becomes qualified to get out of this cycle of birth and death. So, by absorbing ourselves in the Bhagavatam, as much as possible, then those thoughts recharge our consciousness. We can remember Narada Muni. We can remember Srila Vyasadeva. We can remember Parikshit Maharaj. We can remember Shukadev Goswami. Sita Goswami. The sages of Naimisharanya. We can be absorbed in thoughts of these great personalities. And by these thoughts we become transported from the world of anxiety to the world of blissfulness. You see, there's one thing we all, one problem we all share in common with each other. In this material world, there's one thing we all share in common, we all have it. We have tons of it. Tons, like many, many kilos. And that's anxiety. We're in anxiety about this, anxiety about that. So many anxieties. But why are we in anxiety? Because we're identifying with this material body. That's all. We must be in anxiety if we identify with the body. If I'm thinking I'm a man, I must be in anxiety. Or if I'm thinking I'm a woman, I must be in anxiety. Or if I'm thinking I'm white or black or Lithuanian or American, I must be in anxiety. Because I, the spirit soul, actually am deathless. That is my actual position. I'm deathless. I don't want to die because I don't die. But as soon as I identify myself with this material nature, this body, then I am forced into an extremely incompatible situation. Death is incompatible with the nature of the soul. It's just like if you take a fish out of the water and put him out on the sand, it's very incompatible to his nature. No matter what facility you may give the fish on the land, he will not be happy, cannot be satisfied. You can give him a nice chair, give him a nice iPhone. You can give him so many facilities. A guitar. A sports car. You can give him so many facilities. A beautiful girlfriend. You give him so many things. But he will be frustrated. Because he is in an incompatible situation. He is not a creature of the land. He is a creature of the water. He doesn't require very much to be happy. All he has to be is back in his original habitat. That's all. So similarly, we living entities really don't need not us to be happy. We don't. If we try to be happy in the material world, we can try a million and one different ways to be happy. We'll never become happy. We may try to acquire so many material facilities, even to the point of becoming Indra, the king of heaven. Our Brahmaji, the demigod of the whole material world, chief demigod, but in spite of having, even if we achieve such material facilities, we'll not be happy. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartinodarjana mamupechita konteya punar janman vijite. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, every place is misery loka.
nuo aukščiausios šitos visatos planetos iki pat žemiausios, visas vietas yra paprasčiausiai kančių kraštas.
It's the beach for a fish, you see.
Tai yra tiesiog krantas, kuriame žuvis.
The sandy beach.
Smėlėtas krantas, kuriame mėtosi.
But as soon as he's back in that water, immediately swimming around, he's full of energy.
Bet tik tai žuvis grįžti į vandenį iš karto, jinai pilna energijos, smagiai.
So all you have to do to get free from anxiety.
Viskas, ką turit padaryti, kad išsivaduoti nuo nerimo.
Is get back in your original identity.
Tiesiog sugrįžti į savo pirminę prigimtį.
It's that simple. And how to do it? This verse is telling us how to do it. We have to hear about Krishna. We have to talk about Krishna and his devotees. We have to meditate on Krishna and his devotees. We have to worship Krishna and his devotees. And make this our only occupation. Our mind should be absorbed in Krishna. Our body also, by doing service, that is also meditation. It's not that simply chanting, sitting and chanting my rounds is transcendental meditation. Washing that big kitchen pot, that is also transcendental meditation. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness, whether we're building a Ratha Yatra cart, or the distributing books, or earning money to support and raise my family in Krishna consciousness. This all becomes transcendental meditation. Because it reconnects us with that person who is the very source of our existence. That person who is the summum bonum.
Ta asmenybė, kuri yra sumum bonum,
who is the perfect and complete absolute truth,
kuri yra pilna ir išbaigta absoliuti tiesa,
who cannot be understood by mundane logic,
kurias negalima suvokti paprasta logika,
but can only be understood and realized by devotional service.
Kuris gali būti suvokiama, realizuojama tik tai atliekant atsidavimo tarnystę.
Atakshi Krishna namadi nabhavet grayam indriyai sevan mukhe jivado svayam eva spadarjadaha. The transcendental name, fame, form, qualities, pastimes, etc., the Supreme Lord, cannot be realized with one's blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Krishna's vardas, forma, pavidalai, žaidimai ir savybės negali būti suvokti materialiomis juslėmis.
Only when one is Krishnaized,
tik tai, kada žmogus yra krishnatizuojamas,
spiritually saturated,
dvasiškai įsitvirtinęs,
by engaging oneself in the devotional service of the Lord. Jivado, beginning with the tongue. It's only then that the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, qualities, etc., the unlimited supreme Lord's personality of God had become realized by him. So don't try to do not try to realize Krishna academically. Try to realize Krishna experientially. Through experience. By diving yourself into the process of devotional service. That's how you realize Krishna. Intelligence is part of that. But the intelligence of a Vaishnava is different from the intelligence of mental speculator. There's two ways of using your intelligence. There's the sending method and the descending method. The ascending method is called Aroha Panta. And the descending method is Avaroha Panta. If I try to speculate to understand what is the truth, simply by my own intellectual power and my own experimental knowledge, that's called the ascending process, Aroha Panta. Just like if I want to figure out if all men are mortal or they're not.
Norėsiu įsitikinti, ar visi žmonės mirtingi, ar ne visi žmonės.
So I set out on a quest.
Tada reikės atdaryti apklausą.
To see if all men are mortal or some or someone is immortal.
Patikrinti, ar visi mirtingi, ar ne visi.
So I go and I make a survey. I go door to door here in Kaunas. And I inquire, is there anybody in this house who is immortal? And they say, no, nobody here is immortal. So then I go to the next house and it's asked the same question. And this way I make a survey and I engage other people in helping me. And we do a survey of everybody in the whole planet Earth. Every home, every village, every hamlet, every farm. Looking to see if there's somebody that's immortal. So if we can find out if there is somebody who is immortal. But even after you've gone to every town, every village, every hamlet, every farm, you still don't know. Maybe there was some hermit back in the woods who was immortal, you see. So this process, this arohapanta process of ascending knowledge, it's imperfect. But the other method is of arohapanta, the descending process. So an authority tells you all men are mortal. You learn from an authority that all men are mortal. And now immediately then you can understand. Okay. That means everybody in Kaunas is mortal. Everybody in Telšė is mortal. Everybody in Lithuania, everybody in Latvia, the whole planet Earth, everyone's mortal. Even all the way to Brahma, even Brahma is mortal. In this way, by taking the authoritative knowledge from the higher source, then you can deduce perfect understanding about every living entity throughout the whole universe. Without having to waste your time doing a big survey, you see. So this is how we use our intelligence in Krishna consciousness. We take the authoritative knowledge from the perfect source, Krishna. And Krishna's pure devotee, Srila
Prabhupada.
Who's taken it from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura? Who's taken it from his guru, all the way back to Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva got it from Narada Muni. So we take this perfect knowledge which has come down through these great realized scientists. You may be surprised, why is he using the word scientist? I thought scientists were rascals. So how is he calling the acharyas scientists? Actually, they are the real scientists. Science means knowledge. So one who actually knows things as they are, he is the true scientist. These persons we call scientists nowadays, they're simply speculators. They're following the path of arohapanta. Therefore, they can never perfectly know anything. But we are acharyas, you see, and our line of thought, we are the perfect scientists. Because we take our knowledge from that person who's the source of everything. How the universe works, that is perfectly known and understood by the person who is the origin of the universe. Just like one time there was a playwright in Bengal, a gentleman who wrote the plays. I think his name was Chatterjee, Mr. Chatterjee. He wrote a play, a drama.
Dramas.
Drama, yeah. about his drama was called Shah Jahan. And it was the story of this. We've all heard of that Muslim tyrant. And we all want to really get him, smash him. The one who dismantled the Radha Govinda temple in Vrindavan. Aurangzeb. The rascal Aurangzeb, yes. Every time I see that Radha Govinda temple, I get really angry at Aurangzeb, I tell you. Anyway, Aurangzeb was a real rascal. And he was not only a rascal against the Hindus, he was a rascal against his own brother and his own father. He was so just a greedy power monger, is he? He put his own father in prison. In life imprisonment, Agra for. He put his own father in prison just so he could take over the kingdom. He was really a dirty snake that Aurangzeb. So anyway, this drama was called Shah Jahan, and that was the father of Aurangzeb, you see. But the whole play was about the atrocities of Aurangzeb. The atrocities means this, the evil acts. The whole drama was telling what a rascal was Aurangzeb. Shah Jahan wasn't even mentioned in the play. But yet the play was named Shah Jahan. So somebody asked Mr. Chatterjee, how is this? You have named it Shah Jahan when the whole play is about Aurangzeb. He said because all the atrocities of his son were beating on his heart the whole time. He was just like piercing his heart. All these, to hearing what his son was doing. He was the real hero of the drama because all these atrocities, they were just beating on his heart and tearing his heart apart, you see.
Ir autorius atsakė, kad visa šita dramos herojus buvo būtent tėvas, nes visos sūnaus.
So therefore I have named this drama Shah Jahan.
Todėl pavadinta drama tėvo vardu.
So what is the point of this story that Prabhupada told me? Tai
kokia esmė šitos istorijos, kurią Prabhupada pasakė?
The point is the author knows the details.
Esmė tame, kad autorius supranta detales.
We may speculate why he named it Shah Jahan. We would probably not be able to figure it out, you see. But the author knows why he named it Shah Jahan. So who is the author of everything? Who is the original author of existence itself? That original author is God. Krishna. He is the author of existence. So who knows what is true? Truth itself exists because of Krishna's honesty. Krishna knows perfectly everything. So if you hear from Krishna, immediately you get perfect knowledge. If you hear from Krishna and accept the words of Krishna, immediately you are a qualified scientist. Yasmin vyagate sarvamevam vyagatam bhavati. This is described in the Mundaka Upanishad 1.3. That when you understand the absolute truth, when you understand Krishna, then you understand everything. You see, your knowledge is perfect. So if we simply absorb ourselves in this hearing and chanting about Krishna, our senses become Krishnaized, purified. We become free of anxiety. We become free of ignorance. And we'll be so happy that we join this Hare Krishna movement. Thank God for Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, are there any questions?
Noriu paklausti, ar yra kokių klausimų? Klausimas yra, Čia minė, kad reikia būti pastovius serijos įklausimą ir kartuojimą. Ir dažnai būna taip, kad tų daug yra tarnyščių visokių. Ir kaip tinkamai atlikti tarnystę, kad tai būtų klausimo ir kartuojimo procesas, o tai nebūtų tiesiog kažkoks tai puodų kilnojimas.
There is mentioned that we should be absorbed in hearing and chanting. And how properly execute services while we're doing some...
I already answered that in the lecture.
Aš jau sakiau paskaitoje šitą klausimą.
Service is also chanting.
Tarnystė yra taip pat kartuojimas.
Chanting means glorifying the Lord.
Kartojimas reiškia šlovinimas viešpatės.
So you can glorify with your lips.
Galite šlovinti viešpatės savo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Or you glorify your hands by scrubbing that pot, you see.
Arba galite šlovinti viešpatės savo rankomis.
Sweeping that floor. That's also kirtan.
Tai taip pat yra kirtanas.
You see, any devotional service is a form of kirtan. Because with your body, you're glorifying the Lord. You see.
That is a double kirtan. Because one can chant at the same time and do that.
Yeah, you can chant.
You can chant while you're doing it. That's called double-barreled kirtan. It's like a shotgun, a double-barreled shotgun, you know. You know what a double-barreled shotgun is? You can push shoot two at one time. So if you do service and you chant while you're doing your service, that's called double-barreled mercy. Yeah.
Question is here. This is from childhood, we take the Roha Punta of what the higher authority tells us. This is this. This is this. We accept it. But how? Why it is difficult to accept the Roha Punta of the spiritual subject matter?
I don't follow.
From the childhood. If a mother or father says, this is a tree, this is a table, this is, we accept that.
Same thing with Krishna.
So, why we have a difficulty or accepting Roha Panda in his spiritual life?
Why are we having difficulty with it? Because we're misguided because of bad propaganda, by bad training. We accepted the authority of persons who told us there is no God, or God is impersonal. Therefore, we are polluted now.
Yra klausimas, kodėl jeigu mes numažins priimam, ką mums autoritetai sako, kad čia yra stalas, čia yra medis, o kodėl mums sunku priimti dvasinį pamokymą? Atsakymas yra, kad mes esame užtiršti.
We believe Dr. Hawking when he said the universe comes out of absolutely nothing.
Mes tikime Dr. Hawkinsu, kuris sako, kad visata atsiranda iš absoliučiai nieko.
So now we are confused.
Dėl to mes esame pasimetę.
We have to cleanse ourselves of all the contamination of hearing from the so-called authorities, the karmic authorities. So that polluted us by hearing from the non-devotee authorities. So the same activity that contaminated us, hearing from bogus authorities, we can do the same activity of hearing from the bona fide authorities and that will save us. Any other questions? Yes.
Galima prašyti Krišnas tam, kad jisai padėtų atlikti savo pareigas. Kaip Brahmacharis, arba ten platinį knygas, arba vykti kažkokį mokyklą, kuris nurodo, kad tiesiog padėtų kažkokią vykrą tam Krišnas. Ar tiesiog tai yra atsitikimų tarnystės, nepasitikrantis
veikimas. Mokytas minėjo, kad reikia Dievo prašyti atsitikimų tarnystės, o ar galima prašyti Krišnas, kad jisai padėtų atlikti savo pareigas, pavyzdžiui, platinti knygas, arba kitas Brahmacharis pareigas.
You said that we should ask God only pure love.
Pure service.
Can we ask God to help to do our duties, for example, to distribute books or...
Yes. That is, if I We're asking Krishna to engage us in pure devotional service. That's the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. So distributing books is also pure devotional service if we do it properly. Whatever we're doing, we should do it in the mood of pure devotional service. Actually, there's nothing that gives Krishna greater pleasure to see his knowledge being distributed. Nacatasman manusheshu kashchid me priyakritamaha pavita nachametasmad anya priyatarobhuvi. There is no one more dear to me than the preacher. Nor will there ever be anyone more dear. So what is the best preaching of all? Sitting Prabhupada's books, you see. So to want to do that, it gives the greatest pleasure to Krishna. So, but it's by praying that you can distribute books successfully, you're actually praying that, my dear Lord, please bless me, I can please you in the best possible way. That's a perfect prayer. Keep praying like that. You see. Just like when the gurus, when somebody takes up the service of Guru in ISKCON, they have to take a vow. And in their vow, they vow to flood this world with Prabhupada's books. So actually, that's the mission of each one of us. Each one of us should be thinking, what can I do to help flood this world with an ocean of Prabhupada's books?
You see?
Any other questions? Yeah.
Nori kažkas tarnystės ir ją darai, bet jauti, kad sunku tai daryti. Ar tai dėl to, kad tai reiškia, kad neturi kvalifikacijos?
Jeigu turi kažkokią tarnystę ir nori ją daryti, bet sunku ją daryti. Ar tai yra todėl, kad mes neturim kvalifikacijos?
Taip, ta prasme, tai reiškia, kad nesi kvalifikuotas ir tarnystės.
If I want to do some service and I have this service, but I feel that it is hard for me. It means I'm not qualified for that service.
Actually, the best service to do is the one that you have a hard time doing. Because by mastering that, you make the most advancement. So one should take the tough challenges, you see. That's how you make really rapid advancement.
Yeah. Būtent tie baktai mato kažkokį skirtumą, daleiskim, ten, ar ten tobulėt, ar čia. Praktiškai skirtumo nėra, pas tą patį dievą einam, bet visi kažko tai, va, esu susitikę šią kaunę, oi, ten ką, tu ten kažkas tokio nerealaus. O čia tai, aš dabar noriu paklausti pas mokytą, koks čia skirtumas, aš tai nematau skirtumo, bet ką ten mato, jie net pažengia.
Klausimas, kad daug atsidavusių kažkuriu tai metu perėjo į iš Prabhupados į Dievą Narajaną, bet ir ten, ir ten.
Many disciples shift from Prabhupada movement to Narayana movement, and my question is, what is the difference? Why are they going? What are they finding better than in Prabhupada movement? Why it is happening?
So the question is that why people are leaving ISKCON and going to Narayana Maharaj's movement. Actually, the first point is that Prabhupada told us not to leave ISKCON. So anybody who leaves ISKCON, they're disobeying Prabhupada. So that's called Guru Aparad. So someone has to be pretty foolish to leave ISKCON. The Narayana Maharaj people make false propaganda. That they are giving something higher than Prabhupada gave. Which is completely bogus. That when the Narayana Maharaj is giving, Prabhupada gave the basics, but Narayana Maharaj is teaching the advanced level bhakti. There's what's called Vaidhi Bhakti, the devotional service according to regulated principles. And there's Raga Bhakti, which means spontaneous bhakti for a liberated soul. So they propagate the idea that you can jump to spontaneous love. This is called Sahajism. Actually, sometimes in ISKCON even this idea is going around. You can pick your rasa. Even right now, everyone pick out your rasa. What would you like to be? A gopi, a gopa? Pick your rasa. This is like a sick man in the hospital eating ice cream and cake. You can't eat when you're sick, you have to follow the doctor's diet. The ice cream and cake will kill you right now, you see. But if you follow the doctor's diet and you get well, then you can enjoy ice cream and cake. So these sahaja type movements like Narayana Maharaj's organization, they try to give you this idea that you can jump to the spontaneous platform right now. There were some ISKCON devotees in Los Angeles years ago who had, they had a group called the Gopi Bhava Club. The leader was one devotee named Paranjana Das. And they just wanted, they thought Bhagavad Gita was low class. We don't want to hear Bhagavad Gita. We just want to hear about Krishna and the gopis. And they would get together and discuss just, you know, Krishna and the gopis. Prabhupada was taking breakfast one morning in Los Angeles. He had a fruit plate there, getting ready to honor the fruit. And he had a piece of fruit. He picked it up. He's ready to put it in his mouth. And then Prajumna came in and gave Prabhupada the report about this group. And Prabhupada was so furious to hear about this. That piece of fruit never made it to his mouth. He put it down, he said, call the GBC. And call the temple president. And call the leaders of this group. And he was furious. And he smashed them. And this Paranjana tried to argue, but we're just studying your books, Prabhupada. Prabhupada's upper lip was quivering in anger. He said, first deserve, then desire. The desire of this rasa, that's for liberated soul. Now you simply do the service you are given, you see. So these sahaja type movements like Narayana Maharaj's movement, they try to jump you to, you know, some rasa. What is your rasa? So some people who are sentimentalists, who have not carefully read Prabhupada's books, they are carried away by this type of stuff. They don't realize the injunction of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve tada bhaktir tata deve tata goro tasyaite katita hirata pakashante mahatmanaha chapter 6, text
23,
that only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. They want to leave aside Prabhupada's instructions and jump to some so-called, you know, Raganuga. And that these people, actually, they told me, one of them wrote me, he said, because you have not left ISKCON to join Narayan Maharaj, he says, you are an offender against Radharani. That's what he told me. I mean, these people are crazy. Can you imagine, by serving Prabhupada, I'm offending Radharani? This is what they wrote me. I have the email. I still have it. I saved it just to show how crazy these people are. Disciple of Narayan Maharaj wrote me like that. I mean, they're crazy. And they're very offensive towards Prabhupada, actually. So, you know, some people who are, who don't really understand what it means to accept Prabhupada as their authority. They get carried away by the flattery of these people. But Prabhupada is our authority, you see. Even though I'm a good spiritual master, I have many disciples around the world, Prabhupada is the authority. I am only an authority to that extent that I purely represent Prabhupada. And you also are an authority to whatever extent you represent Prabhupada. Prabhupada is our authority. And these Narayan Maharaj people, they do not accept Prabhupada's authority. Therefore, they are bad association. They are Vaishnava Aparadis. They offend Prabhupada by their words. Narayan Maharaj himself has said offensive things against Prabhupada. He said, I am ISKCON. Narayan Maharaj said that, and The only sincere devotees in ISKCON are the ones that leave ISKCON to come to me. They're the only sincere ISKCON devotees. So this Narayan Maharaj is rascal. He's actually a rascal man. How can he say that? He's telling us to disobey Prabhupada to prove we're sincere devotees of Krishna. Simply a rascal character. Anybody who follows him, they are also rascals. Any other questions?
What does it mean, false humility?
False humility means, just like one devotee, he wrote Prabhupada a letter. He said, Srila Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. You're simply insignificant. So he was proud of being humble. Yes, I'm really humble. You see? That's false humility. If you're proud, well, I'm such a humble devotee. I hope all the Vaishnavas can recognize me for my humility. See, that's false humility. Not wanting to be recognized. Not wanting to be recognized. Feeling very insignificant. That is true humility. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Kelios dainose Bhakti Vinodata Kūra, Šrila Rātamdasa Kūra, jie rašo kartais apie tokius sunkius jausmus, kad jie jaučiasi, kokie yra nekvalifikuoti ir taip toliau. Ar jie iš tikrųjų taip jautėsi, kad ar jie rašė tik tais tam, kad, nu, mūsų naudai?
Didėjai ačiarijos, jie kartais savo dainose rašo, kokie jie jaučiasi puolę ir panašiai, ar jie iš tikrųjų taip jautėsi, ar tiesiog rašo mūsų naudai?
Great acharyas, in their writings, they writing how they feel very fallen and so on.
Yes.
So they feel like this.
Oh yes. The Mahabhagavat, the pure devotee feels himself completely the lowest of the low. He genuinely feels himself the lowest, most insignificant demon. That's a fact.
Jeigu galima, turiu keletą klausimų. Skirtingai vis teisingai pastebėjau, kad materialinis jausmas neįmanoma pažinti Krišną. Ir iš tikrųjų, aš, kaip pasakyti, jeigu kreipiuosi, tai visada impersonaliai tik tai Dievą, o į Krišną vardą net nesikreipi, nes pas mane absoliučiai yra materialus bendravimas. Ir į Krišną žiūriu kaip į vagį, mergišių, mušeiką. Ką daryti iš tikrųjų, kad man Krišna tap nors kažkiek artimesnis?
First question, that Krishna for me, I have no any feelings for Krishna. Krishna for me is some thief, some simple...
Some what?
Thief.
Thief?
Yes. So what to do that I can get some friendly feelings towards Krishna?
Friendly feelings towards Krishna?
Closer feelings.
Some closer feelings, because for me it's totally...
Krishna is a thief.
Thief.
Why don't you let him steal all your anxieties?
And so on.
You understand Krishna as a thief? Huh? Huh?
Thief, lover, but something who is totally...
Well, let Krishna rob all your anxieties. Then you'll see, oh, he's a very nice thief. He can rob all the anxieties out of my heart.
Krishna is very alien for me.
Alien
for me.
The fact is that at present time, Krishna is very distant for us because we can't see Krishna. But you should remember Princess Rukmini. Just by hearing about Krishna, she had never seen him. She had never ever seen Krishna. But just by hearing about Krishna, she said, now, this is the person that I will accept as my husband and nobody else. So you should open your heart and just hear about Krishna. How amazing he is. How powerful he is. How good looking he is. How renounced he is. How knowledgeable he is. How wealthy he is. How famous he is. You should hear about Krishna more and more and more and more and more. Because unlike an ordinary person, Krishna and the topics of Krishna are one and the same. So the more you immerse yourself in the topics of Krishna, you are actually experiencing Krishna. If you can absorb yourself in Krishna Smaranam, that will give great happiness to you. It will bring great peace to you. And you're actually associating with them. If I was in your position, I would do everything I can to reconnect with Krishna. Because you originally had a relationship with him. You were one of his intimate associates in the spiritual sky. He is your best friend. Suhridam Sarabhutanam. You were intimately related with him in his transcendental leelas. But you've been in this material existence for so long. You've been conditioned by the material nature. And your remembrance of Krishna has gone away, you see. You're suffering from amnesia at the present time, loss of memory. So you need to get that memory back. The more you can see the form of Krishna, the more you can hear the name of Krishna, the more you can smell the incense offered to Krishna, the more you can read the books of Krishna, the more you can touch the japa beads that are on which you chant the name of Krishna, this will revive your remembrance of the Lord. There's nobody more beautiful than Krishna. He's giving unlimited loving kindness to every living entity at every minute. Krishna loves you. He's giving you everything you have. Right now you're surviving by the air that He's giving you to breathe. He's giving you your food to eat. He's giving you your water. He's giving you your clothing. He's giving you your house. He's giving you your glasses through which you can see things. He's giving you a spiritual master who's going to take you back to His abode. He's giving you the devotees. Everything you have is the gift of Krishna. So you have to realize this. Don't remain a stubborn impersonalist. A gyani. Unless I can see it with my gross eyes, I won't accept it. Do you realize there's so much beyond your gross senses? With your gross senses, can you perceive radio waves? There's so many radio programs being vibrated in this room right now. But you can't hear them unless you have a radio receiver. So just as the radio waves are present and you cannot perceive them, because you don't have the proper instrument, Krishna isn't present in front of you right now. But you cannot perceive Him because you don't have the proper instrument. Just as the radio store can give you a radio to perceive the radio waves, the spiritual master gives you the art of purifying your senses so that you can directly perceive Krishna. That is the blessing of the spiritual master. If you follow the orders of your spiritual master and absorb yourself 24 hours in devotional service, you will personally meet God face to face, eye to eye. So now you're lacking faith. That's because you're in a diseased state. So take the medicine. Chant at least 16 rounds every day. Follow the regulated principles. Associate with devotees as much as possible. Not only when your Guru Maharaj is in town. Associate as much as possible with devotees. Every chance you get. Read Prabhupada's books every chance you get. And then the most amazing, wonderful thing will happen. You realize there's this powerful person out there who loves you more than you can even imagine, who's bestowing unlimited kindness upon you at every minute. So please follow these instructions. Okay? Thank you. All right, we're over time now. Huh? We're over time.
Yes, we have Sunday first class at 12 or what time?
What time is this next
lecture? 12.
The lecture starts at noon? Or the RT?
Lecture.
Lectures before the RT.
Lecture, noon.
Lectures at noon. Okay, so please save your questions for the next session at noon. Only 3 hours away. Write it down. And please bring your question for the lecture. Just write it down so you don't forget.
Because the Harinam will start at 10:30 and it will be late.
Huh? What's that?
One burning question. You can't wait.
What would you say?
Harinam.
About Harinam.
All right, okay.
We will go to на сесим и Харинам по 10-30 кашкур от Янка. Я тоже там мог и то есть вот такие эквипенчо, как жмонес, какие программы.
И организуем от не такие это Харинама, пусть мы ноликос, и галилету мог то есть поражать же квепти, весу сейти.
We are organizing Harinam today, 10:30. Can you inspire all to go to Harinam?
Now that's a very good, that question is worth squeezing in.
Definitely.
So, do you want Krishna's mercy? You want to get the unlimited mercy of Krishna? The more you give the mercy, the more you get the mercy. So if you will go out, especially you. If you will go out and share the wonderful mercy of Krishna's holy names with the people of Kaunas, your heart will become flooded with Krishna's mercy. So I'm requesting all of my disciples, all of my aspiring disciples, and all the devotees here who don't have service that requires them to stay back, like cooking the feast or something. Please, everyone go out today on Harinam this morning. And I come back to see your faces at the noon lecture. I know it's going to be bliss. Whoever went on Harinam will be like a sun god. They'll be emanating. They'll be emanating effulgent rays. So I'll be able to see who went on Harinam and who didn't just by the looks on their faces. Whoever is effulgent, they went on Harinam. Whoever is dark faced, they stayed back. So everybody go on Harinam, unless you have an assigned duty here, everyone go on Harinam. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Nizdreshivan Sankarsha Nikari Maharaj Ki
Jai. Achulavai.